The fourth teaching for the month of March 2011 on the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme, The Letter to Philemon. The Lord be with you. The second letter of Saint Paul about which I wish to reflect together with you is the letter to Philemon. The members of the cell at Safi copied this letter last year and during the sixth workshop handed it to the General Council of the Community and the National Service Team that meet in Floriana. This is the shortest letter of Saint Paul. It is a unique letter because it is a private letter that Saint Paul wrote when he was in Rome to a certain rich man called Philemon, who lived in the Greek city of Colossae. Philemon was a Christian, and the small Christian community at Colossae used to meet at his house. As Saint Paul had never been to Colossae before, he must have met Philemon somewhere else, maybe in Ephesus, where Saint Paul introduced him to Christ. This must have created a special bond between the two, and maybe that it was the reason why Philemon must have felt a certain obligation towards Saint Paul. This letter is very precious because it deals with a problem the context of which is a social issue. It is the first indication of how the Christian needs to approach social problems that may arise from time to time, from one place to another. It is the first Christian response in front of social issues. While rising above them, he is to live the word of Jesus and become the salt in every social context, thus giving it a new taste. In fact, St. Paul treats the problem that arose between Philemon and his pagan slave named Onesimus, who escaped from his house after stealing him a certain amount of money to pay for his journey out of the country and towards Rome. During his travel, it seems that Onesimus met a certain Christian who proclaimed the gospel to him, and as he was going to Rome, told him to search for Paul that he may help him. Saint Paul, who had a great vision of the church, as we shall see especially when we reflect on the first letter to the Corinthians, discerned the good qualities or charisms of Onesimus and saw in him somebody who can assist him in his ministry in Rome, limited by the imposed conditions of his house arrest. Therefore, St. Paul must have felt a dual pity towards these two subjects in this situation. Both Philemon, an old friend, and Onesimus, a discovered collaborator, were unfortunate. One was stolen and refused the service due to him by his slave, and the other being a fugitive and an outlaw. Saint Paul must have been really preoccupied with this situation, and so he steps in to help for the situation to be resolved in a peaceful and just way. Although, as we said, Saint Paul wanted to keep Onesimus at his service for the spreading of the gospel, he knew that the end does not justify the means. One cannot do something that is not right or unjust in order to achieve a good cause, no matter how holy that might be. Sometimes we think that forgiveness is enough. But forgiveness does not relieve one from his obligations towards justice. Rather, it gives one the strength to restore justice. Onesimus was bound by justice for restitution, to pay back the sum stolen and to return to his master and obey him. Where justice is at stake, Onesimus is duty bound, even though the injustices he committed were committed when he was a pagan and had not yet met Jesus Christ personally. Maybe Onesimus was not in a position to pay Philemon, to pay him back what he robbed from him. But Saint Paul was ready to pay the sum for him. Therefore, while persuading Onesimus to return to his master, assuring him of going beyond his limits to help him, Saint Paul writes to Philemon from a position of a double advantage. Philemon's own obligation towards him personally, and the promise that he will pay back Onesimus' debt. But if the letter contained only debt, would have, yes, given a nice lesson in social justice, yet at the same time enforced the human social condition of the time. So the way Paul treats the problem, he goes further and beyond, provoking Christians to question such social condition and opens the way towards a new social order, inspired by the kingdom of God that Jesus came to establish on earth among men. Thank God, Onesimus has encountered Jesus Christ personally and surrendered his life to him, just as Paul did on the way to Damascus and as Philemon did maybe when he was at Ephesus. Although encountering Jesus is a personal experience, it is never a private one. In fact, such personal encounter can be recognized as authentic only when it opens a person to one's own brethren and creates special relationships to the disciples of Jesus, building a spiritual community. Therefore, St. Paul goes beyond the sense of justice when he tries to reunite Onesimus and Philemon. Christian brotherhood surpasses justice, as much as love and agape goes higher than justice. St. Paul, speaking with authority, with the authority of an apostle of Jesus Christ, demands from Philemon not just to forgive Onesimus, his slave, but to treat him as brother in Christ. For the Christian and in Christ, there is no rich or poor, no master or slave, no leader or subject, nor employer or employee. However, we need to pay attention. What applies to the Christian Philemon applies to the Christian Onesimus. Where there is Christian brotherhood, one can live in love and peace, which include justice, in whatever social condition one finds himself in. While one behaves as a Christian rich man, master, leader, and employer, the other behaves as a Christian poor man, slave, subject, or employee. Christian brotherhood goes beyond any social condition, and if it is well lived, eventually it succeeds to transform any social injustice. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.